So, you might have seen this one already. We can now execute C# files loosely. And I'll give you a quick demo just in case you haven't seen it before. Wow, C# here, single file, no CS proj, nothing. Here's the empty folder. We can do ls, simple file, .NET run, wow, C#.cs. This will compile and execute a program without a project file. Now, this is a really interesting feature, and I think it is far more important than people give it credit for. It was announced basically right at the end of the build, 3 hours before I published my last video, saying there was nothing new in build. So here's the video. Damien Edwards announces it. Now, this is a great video to watch. You should watch the whole thing. But what's really interesting is if you head over to the Microsoft Developer list of videos, yeah, and scroll right to the top, and see what they've just put out of build. Okay. If we go back to say 3 days ago, most of these videos have barely any views at all. 300 views, 3K views, 177 views. Nobody cares about anything else. I personally think that this is the biggest and most important announcement for .NET developers at MS Build, and I'll tell you why. So when I first discovered this in the last minute, I actually, for a change, made a positive post on the Twitter Hell site. But I got a nice bit of spam here from a gentleman called Caesar, and I'll read this. This is quite awful. It won't make a difference. They tried it before with the whole minimal APIs fiasco. To make it easier for Express.js developers to switch to .NET, they never did. This is true. They never did. Adoption rates have not increased as a result of minimal APIs, and all it achieved was increasing friction within the .NET community. This is why this is different, though. So let's go back in time to 2021, when Maria Nagaga, I think that's how you pronounce his surname, was on doing the product manager rounds for minimal APIs, and everybody was skeptical. But this is what she said about them.
The goals for minimal APIs were a few. We
Two.
wanted to reduce complexity for new people.
Well, Maria, all minimal APIs did was hide complexity from new people. Damien starts off basically slagging off
Particular, not just like
main.
language, but I don't know what that is. Like, that's just a whole bunch of words I've never heard before. I don't use in common language, like static and void. What does void mean? I have no idea.
Yeah, okay. But, you know, people should learn what this means if they want to be a software engineer. This was never about getting a single file to work like a Python script. It was never about copying Python or Express.js back in the day. And minimal APIs was a step in the right direction. But the problem with minimal APIs, as Maria Nagaga basically laid out in
We
opposite
wanted to
sales
reduce
speak,
ceremony for all developers.
was that not all developers needed minimal APIs. And they didn't actually enable C# to be used in a way that it couldn't be used before. You still had to compile your program before running it, right? You couldn't have a single file which acts as a script because you still needed to have the CS proj file alongside it, and running it would create a whole load of bin and object files all over your hard disk. Yeah? That's not great. Now, this amazing new feature was actually added 2 weeks ago. It wasn't just added during MS Build, but for some reason in the preview 4 release notes, they didn't add it. I don't know why. Can't find it here. Runtime, full release notes. There's absolutely nothing. And this is the latest version that has been on the site for, well, since May 13th. Absolutely mind-boggling. But do let me show you why this is quite cool. All right. So, for example, you can just do new file. You can go something like OpenAI LLM.css. So CS, not CSS. That's the wrong thing. .cs, yeah. And you can do just take some random stuff off the internet. Don't worry, that API key will not be valid by the time this video is up. Here's some C# code, calls the LLM. But what happens if we run this? Well, what we can do, .NET run OpenAI LLM.cs. Now this won't run, won't work because it can't find Newton Soft. Now, Newton Soft.json is a NuGet package. So what we need to do is add a NuGet package reference using some magic. New stuff like this, package Newton Soft.json. And we need the latest version. Otherwise, for some reason, it's going to choose the lowest version, which isn't going to work. 13 star, like that. Head over to our terminal. See if we can run our app. We can go. .NET run. Let's go. It's compiling. A bit slow. And we have our message. Say, is C# a cool programming language? Question mark. Thinking. The answer is, I don't have personal opinions, but I can provide information. There you go. It's widely used. Whether a programming language is considered cool can be subjective and dependent on individual preferences and needs. Well, I think this is cool. This enables a brand new use case for C#. I think it's great. They need to run with it, because this might actually increase adoption of C#, yeah? Which is all I want. I want .NET and C# to be popular and cool. Now, in some beautiful irony, a few weeks ago, I had some videos of when I visited the GitHub offices in a previous life. We're talking, this is 2013, maybe? 2013 on an Apple iPhone 5. That's crazy. Anyway, this was actually a talk about a little thing called ScriptCS. ScriptCS was an attempt by the open source community to do just this. It's still there. This is a time machine of lost potential with C# from back in the day. It was never taken on as a serious thing. Look, even their buttons are broken. The Microsoft teams didn't like it, probably because it ruined a whole business line of tooling. And the main difference here is that you had to call ScriptCS, not .NET run, and the files were CSX, which was an executable CS file. What a waste. We could have had this 10 years ago, right? ScriptCS guys, thinking about you. Let's see what we can do. What can we do to make C# more popular? Come on. Come on, mankind. Here we go. Improve documentation, increase community engagement. Yeah, it's a good idea. Learning opportunities, showcase success stories. Well, I wish they would listen to their own LLMs. Thank you very much for watching. If you think this is cool, let me know in the comments, or go check out Nick Chapsis's video, which is far better and more in-depth than mine. Cheers.